John, chapter 16. These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time comes that whoever kills you will think that he does God service. And these things they will do to you, because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. Because if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, because he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that he shall speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, because he shall receive of mine and shall show it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he shall take of mine and shall show it to you. A little while, and you shall not see me. And again, a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then some of his disciples said among themselves, what is this that he says to us, a little while, and you shall not see me? And again, a little while, and you shall see me. And because I go to the Father? They said, therefore, what is this that he says, a little while? We do not know what he says. Now Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, and said to them, do you inquire among yourselves of what I said, a little while, and you shall not see me? And again, a little while, and you shall see me? Truly, truly, I say to you that you shall weep and cry aloud, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in childbirth, has sorrow, because her hour has come. But as soon as she has delivered the child, she no longer remembers the anguish, because of the joy that a man is born into the world. And therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and no man can take your joy from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Before now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in Proverbs, but the time comes when I shall no more speak to you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I will not say to you that I will pray to the Father for you, because the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, now you speak plainly and do not speak in a proverb. Now we are sure that you know all things, and do not need that any man should ask you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, do you now Believe? Look, the hour is coming. Yes, it has already come, that you shall be scattered, every man, to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.